our amazing Wendy.
Well, good morning. It's great to be here again with you today. And I'm so encouraged that the worship this morning was just kind of such a good preparation for what I want to talk about today. So we've been talking about battles, haven't we? And this morning I want to talk about recalibrate. And that is how we come back from a place of disappointment and we're stronger from it. Thank you for your presence here this morning. We thank you that you have given us a word today which will challenge us times in the dark times. Lord, I just pray you would open all our hearts today and that we'd hear what you want to say to us individually in Jesus' name. Amen. So just recently we've had to recalibrate. Generous redundancy package from Ford, which would enable him to retire some prophecies that God has got things for us two to do together in our new and we really believe this was going to be God's provision for us. Other people had put in for their redundancy package as well, but we were so Marcus rang up on the Thursday where he received the news. And honestly, we couldn't believe it. Both of us couldn't believe it. That God was going to give that package to us. And it was like, why has this happened? I can't understand. It's not expected. It's not disappointment to us. Disappointment is part of life. We all things that we think God has put on our heart often. And we have to recalibrate. Now, in the grand scheme of things, disappointments in our life, which has been much harder to take and much harder to recalibrate. You've got things going on in your life which are much harder than that. But seriously, because what happens is if Satan can be disgust and to be so offended with God that we just say, do that. What he tries to do is drive a little wedge between and if we don't deal with that disappointment, that wedge grows bigger and bigger. And it's really important that we understand. But we must let him deal with it. We can't just put things on hold and hope that we've been singing this morning, but you have never failed me. And I would say that in all of our lives, we will have times when we act. Have times where things seem so dark that we say, where were you, God? My son, Why didn't you sort out my broken relationships? We know that God can't fail us, but our feelings can make us between us, which is really hard to get over once we've got to that Job. Now, I reckon if you know the story of Job, your heart is beginning to I used to read, I love reading stories, I love telling stories. It was one of my the stories. So we gave my daughter this little book called The Little Wooden Horse. You don't. But we it had a cute little picture on the front, and I thought, Wooden Horse had major disasters and problems. Heidi was looking at me with, it'll be better. Chapter 2, even bigger. Better. It didn't. We gave up on about chapter 5. We could. Her, this little wooden horse was abused in every way and it was just horrendous. So Job, because you know that it's very similar to the little wooden horse. The greatest man of all the men of the East. He was really rich. Hundred yoke of oxen, and it says a very great body of servants. So he was a quite a lot of children too, and he loved them all. However, in a ripped away from him, he'd only just heard of the loss of all his livestock. To him and says, your sons and daughters, well, they were all in one house together. Falls on them and kills all of them. And you think, oh my goodness, that's horrible. All these sores all over his body. It's really horrible. Says to us when things are hard. She says to him, you just curse God and be done with it. That is what the enemy wants us all. This morning, we need to know that and through all our times where we feel that life is treating us unfairly. How Job got recalibrated after all his disasters and all. I think is probably the most important for me personally. He processed. Silent, I will speak out in the anguish of my spirit. And he refused to pretend, even when his friends put pressure on him. They kept thinking there must be a real reason why Job's going through all this. He must have committed. Really hard, mustn't it? I love this bit because this has taught me answer. I had to process my feelings, and some of them were say to God, why didn't you stop this from happening? Why did you let him? Why did he have to get it when he's in Southampton at uni, miles away from home? Why? But the thing is, you have to pour it all out, and it goes. You know, I wasn't taught to process my feelings. As a child, and my mum let it all out. I didn't know which way to go. On my own and sort it, and it never sorts. You have to do something. That you're British for a bit. You know, the Bible wasn't written for British people. It was like the Italians, you know, they just let it all out. I don't understand any Italian. When they speak, I know exactly how they're feeling. We need to learn how to do a bit. Even when what you're saying seems to go against the grain of your faith. The amazing thing is that God can take it. Examples of when people just got real with God. We find my God, why have you forsaken me? I can't feel you in this pain. And where are you? He lets it out. He gives it to God. Particularly when it's towards God, don't we? We have difficulty. And therefore, we shouldn't get angry. But the Bible doesn't teach us that. Do not let your wrath, your exasperation, your fury or no such room or foothold for the devil. Give no opportunity to him. That's if you let it fester, if you let it take over your life, it becomes bitterness. Our emotions to God, he is safe, and he will not do what Job's when we're in the midst of despair to pick who we go and talk to. Line. People who will say, oh, there's many more people feeling a lot worse. You need to say what you need to say. God says he wants us to say it and counsel it if you need to. Go to someone you know is not going to judge you and let them just experience here, because if we don't process our emotions, start to tell us what's true, they start to put pressure on us to walk away from God. Our emotional responses to those experiences determine what's true. By their emotions. Their emotions lead them here, their emotions lead them there. It's to let him show us what is really true. So my second, though he felt rubbish, he decided that he would cling to God because after all, that's going to help him. And he says this amazing thing, you know, basically, I'm still going to put my trust in him. Even if the worst thing happens, it's really important that we make that decision, that we go to God. And next of all, he says his focus was on God. When you're in pain, it can be hard to do when you've got emotional pain. It can focus is going to be on God. And in the midst of God, and I think that's what happens when we come vulnerable. In the midst of our pain, he starts to see Jesus in heaven. Future. Job is the oldest book of the Bible, so he's seeing way into the future. Heaven. My advocate is on high. My intercessor, Jesus, is all. Is my friend, as my eyes pour out my tears to God on behalf and pleads for his friend. Isn't that awesome? That revelation. And then he says, I know that my Redeemer lives and that in the end he to the second coming of Jesus. And he's saying, after will see God, I myself will see him with my own eyes one day. And you know, for all of us who believe in Jesus, one day we can I long to see Jesus. I long to look into his eyes of in me. And I know he's around me, but I long to see him. It's totally amazing. And we just need to focus on him. Now, when God says he's with us always, he doesn't promise that. And I have been in a deep time with God, but I hung on to those promises where he said, I will never leave you. Eventually, when some of the pain had gone, I could feel his presence again. People, aren't we? And my next thing is, he says, he knows the way that I take as gold. He knew that all God. He would still promise to bring good out of it. Even though it was a. Paul tells us in Romans 8, 28 to 29, we know all, even the rubbishy things, even the painful things, God works for the good. A lot of us know that verse, and we can start to think that the good is the verse. It goes on to say, those God foreknew, he also predestined The good that God promises when we go through tough times is edges off us, get knocked off in those things. All the things that don't look like time of pain. You need to understand that God does not send He can't, because John tells us that in that God is all. There's not a mean side of God. You know, sometimes we can feel love. John also tells us God is love, and that we can know and rely on. He's not trying to get you because you've got something wrong in your life. That's the enemy brings horrible things, and he wants us to fail. God promised to make something beautiful in us if we'll let him. Live in a world that isn't yet redeemed, but God is going to redeem it one day. I believe that there are treasures to be found in the dark places of darkness, riches stored in secret places. Rely on our circumstances, we can't rely on our friends, we can't that are hidden in the dark places. We find God in a way that He can use things, and He can do something in you that makes it all to mine for those treasures when we're in the dark place. Start looking for the treasure that God is showing you in those hard times. And number five, He gave up His to understand what was happening to him, and he allowed God to be God. We feel that we need to understand things when they go wrong. Why? God never answered my question when I said, me, do you know what? It's not faith when you understand, because and you still fix your eyes on Jesus, and you still press forward, and you move. We need to come to that place where we give up our so-called right to 42, where he finally responds to God. God comes, do you know how this world works? Do you know how I put it together? The world turns as it does, and the winds come, and the rain waters the everything. Job, you don't know everything. I'm the one that knows everything. Rubbish, but I know what I'm doing with it. And Job comes to the all things. No purpose of yours can be thwarted. You ask, Surely I spoke of things I did not understand, things too wonderful for me. Question you, and you will answer me. My ears had heard of you. Therefore I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes. Actually allows God to be in charge and God to do what God needs. Don't we? Well, we know the first bit very well. Trust in the Lord with all. Not on your own understanding. Where we're trying to grapple with why this has happened. Need to come to that place of trust, not relying on control. When we don't understand, we're not in control and we feel passive. Because he can show us so much when we come to that place of just acknowledging sense of what is fair and what is not fair. And the thing I found, what isn't fair is much more highly on my mind when it's lost, when it's my partner maybe that has died, when it's to do with what about when someone else's child is dying or someone else. Let's let go. Let's forgive God. My own heart, I have found that I have accused God on occasions of doing something. When we come to that place, we need to forgive him. Not that he can do anything wrong, but to him. All that stuff where we feel we need to understand. Laborer up. And she's going to share with you a small part of her. With really.
Percy, who I usually bring to church, but he's having a holiday in France at the moment. Given by an eminent professor regarding his quality of life. After the trauma of his birth and the damage and the trauma caused to when I first gave my life to Jesus, the reason that was a at the beginning, I'd already thought about suffering and you're going through that journey, I already had decided that why would I... to that place. And... easy answers to the suffering in this world. I read quite a few books on suffering and what didn't plan bad stuff to happen to us. And that's been my experience over these last 2 years with Percy, that although so it's just different ways that I saw in others, I did need to make a choice to continue trusting God for what it can happen. So it's making a decision that you're going to trust God what intentions, and I believe that God does want us to be honest with our feelings. He doesn't want us to need God. There's no way that you can walk through things that are bad without God.
Only follow God for what he got out of it. Disappointment pushes I just carry on, life is sweet, but what happens? When things are hard, to find those treasures that are hidden for me in the dark place. Happens to us, but we can choose our response. Experiences. The battlefield is in our heart, in our hearts. Job 1, with God's help, we be prepared, be determined to come out as gold. I take. He has concern for it, appreciates and I shall come forth as refined gold, pure, Father, how we thank you that you are a good God. Thank you, Lord, that Jesus took all the bad stuff on the cross when he came again, comes against us. And he was willing to go through pain for the good that came out of that. Jesus, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising its shame. Lord, may we have that same attitude, Lord. Bad things will happen from time to time. Lord, make us so strong in you that we won't be knocked off course, that we will set our gaze on the good, on you, Lord, on you. Thank you, God, that you never leave us or forsake us. Thank you that you're with us in the battle. You don't leave us. You're always with us. Lord, just help us to remember that. And we thank you, Lord, for the joy that you can bring us, even in the midst of our pain. Thank you, Lord. We look to you. We trust you with our lives, Lord. We trust you, Father. We choose to trust you today and lean not on our own understanding. Thank you, Lord. Amen.